Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, as always, James Lampkin, quizzing you on the world of pop music and beyond. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be played however you want. You can do it on your own, in teams, or against each other. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 90s, The Hall of Fame, and Who's Talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores. I love to see everyone that plays this game all over the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Vienna, Austria. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it is an all-out 90s extravaganza. We have 5 questions for you, all about hit songs and performers from the 1990s, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. Which rock star scored hit songs in the 90s like Are You Gonna Go My Way and Fly Away? Question 2. Eddie Vedder is the lead singer of which 90s rock band from Seattle? Question 3. Which teen pop star exploded in popularity with hits like Sometimes and You Drive Me Crazy? Question 4. The band New Radicals reunited to perform their 1998 hit You Get What You Give for which US president? Question 5. Which Jamaican band with a geometric name got a 1992 hit with the song Sweat A La 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 Long? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is the Hall of Fame. Some of the legends of the music industry are lucky enough to be voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In this round, you're going to receive 5 clues about iconic artists who have been immortalized with a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1 point is available for each musical act that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This R&B and soul star, known for hits like Family Affair and Be Without You, was inducted in 2024. Question 7. This eccentric rock and roll pioneer was one of the first inducted in 1986. And is taller than his name would suggest. Question 8. This singer, known for popularizing reggae music across the world, was inducted in 1994, 13 years after his death. Question 9. This late 60s band, whose name is also a dairy product, was inducted in 1993. Question 10. This blonde country star, also known for her acting and big personality, was inducted in 2022. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who's Talking? You're about to hear snippets of interviews with famous music stars. Listen carefully for clues about their identity. There is 1 point available for each singer you can correctly guess. Let's take a listen. Question 11.
It is my artistic expression, and for me, a video is the filmic expression of the song, you know, a visual that describes what the song is about. It's about a woman who's talking to her lover, and she's saying, "Tell me your dreams. Am I in them? Tell me your fears. Are you scared? Tell me your stories. I'm not afraid of who you are." And so, you know, we're dealing with sexual fantasies and being truthful and honest with our partner, you know, and these feelings exist. And I'm just dealing with the truth here in my video.
Question 12.
But it's funny because I get more upset when it's on other people's photos and on other people's Twitters. Like, I tend to not read as much about me as I do about, like, my brother or my friends, and I will literally want to bite some people's heads off.
Yeah, but you just
me,
can't.
I don't care. Talk about Frankie, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
then
don't mess
you get
with the family.
Like, the Italian, like, then yeah. You get, like, you know.
Question 13.
Obviously, all very different, all very new, but really fun, you know. This kind of stuff is the stuff I grew up on, and with my own little twist on it. So it's been nice to be able to release it and watch it do well. Obviously, Slow Hands did a lot better than I expected anyway. I don't know about you guys, but I guess it stood out in the charts compared to whatever else is in it. So, it's been a crazy, crazy year.
Question 14.
Definitely going to play small theaters and clubs. And it's nice, you know, to go. It's still a little bit strange. You know, it's nice. It reminds me of the early days in The Killers and playing songs that people aren't necessarily familiar with. And you really gives you, really gives me a sense of not just anxiety, but I feel like I have something to prove. And it makes me want to put the effort into the performance to show that these songs are, you know, as good as I say they are.
Question 15.
You gotta understand, that wasn't a fabricated thing. That was what I liked. I worked in a vintage clothing store, so of course I loved it. And I never felt my hair was big enough. So when I saw the tooling on the head of the mannequin in the store I worked at, I thought, that could work. And of course, I'll just tie it around my head. And then my hair will look bigger.
That is all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this little break to tell you all of the answers. And we are back, diving in first with the answers for round one, hits of the 1990s. Question 1. Lenny Kravitz had hits with Are You Gonna Go My Way and Fly Away. Question 2. Eddie Vedder is the lead singer of Pearl Jam. Question 3. Britney Spears. Her debut album sold over 20 million copies. Question 4. Joe Biden. They performed the song together for the first time in over 20 years. Question 5. Inner Circle had a hit with Sweat. Continuing on to round 2, the Hall of Fame, you were given clues about legendary musical acts that have been enshrined in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Question 6. Mary J. Blige was inducted in 2024. Question 7. Little Richard was one of the first inducted in 1986. Question 8. Bob Marley was inducted in 1994. Question 9. Cream were inducted in 1993. And question 10. Dolly Parton was inducted in 2022. For our final round today, you put your ears to the test as we listen to clips of famous music stars chatting away. Question 11. That was Madonna discussing her video getting banned from MTV in the early 90s. Question 12. Ariana Grande talking about handling internet criticism and trolls. Question 13, that was Niall Horan discussing the success of his debut solo album. Question 14, Brandon Flowers from The Killers discussing the promotion of his solo album. Question 15, was Cyndi Lauper discussing her iconic 80s looks. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored. You can also support our show by leaving a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.